Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better. That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better. That you know it's all real.
Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. J Love and Star Saxon here. Yo, before we get started, one of the things that we definitely want to say is when we leave this episode of Microphone Masters, we're going to give a shout to play a couple joints by the one and only Prodigy, but rest in peace to Prodigy. So he recently passed away. So definitely is he's Star Saxon, he's in Star Saxon's top two. He is number one on Star Saxon's list. He's classic MC, so we definitely want to say send our condolences and RIP to a legend in hip hop. This episode is a cool another one. We chopped it up with Thurston Howell III, classic yeah. MC from the East Coast, from New York. Been in the game for a minute, and he is a classic example of an MC who, just as many authors do, as writers should, as they get older, they continue to improve and get better. He has a product that has just been recently released called Skillmatic. And so we chopped it up with him a week and a half or so ago, so we're bringing that conversation to you. We continue to be blessed because we had another episode that's dominated by one person in a great way, because we had a great conversation with him. So, you know, Star Saxon, anything you want to say before we get into this?
Jay, all the listeners, I've been banging this fucking album by Thurston Howell III like no other. Public Enemy is my shit, my what? Absolute shit. But I gotta say, the song after that, listeners, 4-star recommend that fucking shit he did with Sticky Fingers, dude.
Yeah.
The whole album from start to finish is fire. Prodigy, rest in peace. Prodigy's on the album. Master yeah. Fool is all over the album. If you're a Thurston Howell fan, you know about Master Fool. I gotta say, though, the Public Enemy joint, it's the first track, but I wake up playing that shit. That shit get me hyped. That shit get me hyped to go to work. That shit get me hyped to go away from work. That shit got me hyped to go on vacation. I love Public Enemy. The beat is fuzzy, but it bumps. I don't get it. It's just, I love it. I gotta encourage everybody, play this Thurston Howell shit. This shit is fire. And that last track, the last two tracks, he got a real good song on there. It's a slow song. It speaks a lot from the heart on the very last track. Played that shit for my wife. She's like, this shit is fire. Who the fuck was this? Like, it's the Skillionaire, baby. It's the Skillionaire. And it's a really good album. And I can't wait for you guys to hear the conversation we had with him. I can't big up it enough. It's actually the top album I'm playing right now, Jay. I'm playing that shit. And as I told you before, I'm playing that Wise Intelligent. Kinsu yeah. Dean, Game of Death, that's my number two, but this shit right here is my number one, without a doubt. I can't wait for you guys to hear this conversation. Real good dude, and a motherfucker can rhyme his ass off.
Yeah, so without further ado, let's get into a couple of songs, and then we're going to come back with the first of three-part conversation with the one and only Thurston Howell III. So we're going to get into MC8 featuring DJ Premier. It's called Got That. We have Busta Rhymes featuring Swiss Beats. It's called Ah. Now, Star Saxon, I'm going to tell you, like, I ended up hitting up MC8. And we're going to try to chop it up with him again. We enjoyed that conversation with him before. But I think this Which Way Is West album has the chance to be a real classic album. Everything I hear from it is on point and it's banging. But Let's get into MCA featuring DJ Premier and then Busta Rhymes featuring Swiss Beats. We're going to come back with our first of our three-part conversation with Thurston Howell III. It is Microphone Masters on GovCNN.com.
We're going to get them on this one.
Let's get them, low. I'm 100 from the hood point of view. Yeah. West, y'all. Hood nigga stay true. West. My jeans still sag. The color still blue. Hood shit nigga spit. Yeah, only a few. That's what it do, low. I don't flip. Gang shit for the grip, Compton on trip. And it's so necessary, I don't follow the speech. My motto be the hollow point slug for each. Fuck the radio, ban me, they can't stand me. Never winning the Grammy, still gon' jam E. Bitch, give a fuck about swag. I'm a real D-boy, check the duffel bag. Compton till I die, or somebody kill. The hood got me back like that for real.
That for real.
Nigga, chill, got it back on lock. That real deal, heavyweight, flood the block. Chill.
You reppin' the hood, eh?
Got that.
You smokin' that good, eh?
Got that.
You reppin' the West, eh?
Got that. Leave it to your nigga to bring streets back and
You reppin' the hood, eh?
Got that.
You smoking that good, eh?
Got that.
You reppin' the West, eh?
Got that. Chill. Hold up. History of violence, move silence. Compton making bangers, your daily guidance. Nigga, I be the truth. Every line is mine, I spit in the booth. Tryna make that shit to make you feel good. Never commercial, ain't real hood. Who would? Nobody but your nigga. Rep the ghetto just like he should. Ain't never change programs. Dance records, motherfuckers, slow jams. For the bitches that smoke and love real G's. Slappy ass here. Niggas with tats like these.
Yeah.
Please believe, yes indeed. Ain't keep it street till our minds are free. Yes, shit, give them what they need. Real deal, why the suckers mislead?
You reppin' the hood, eh?
Got that.
You smokin' that good, eh?
Got that.
You reppin' the West, eh?
Got that. Leave it to your nigga to bring the streets back and up.
You reppin' the hood, eh?
Got that.
You smokin' that good, eh?
Got that.
You reppin' the West, eh?
Got that. Jeez, hood shit with the streets start yelling. And West Coast dope, motherfuckers keep selling. Anybody telling, keep spreading word. Authentic to the ear, so pure you heard. Everything is bomb. When the real gon' drop, so these niggas gon' cop. Stop in the name of the streets. These niggas tryna serve y'all bacon soda beats. Tryna eat off top when they shit don't pop. In the land of the law, scream hell is hot. One shot make me kill niggas chance. Indeed, take a chance, be the circumstance. Ain't got the flavor of the year. Gangsta brown here with my nigga Premier. Stand clear for the weapons test. Enemy to your hood, so they make an arrest. And yes,
you reppin' the hood,
and yes,
eh?
I got that.
You smokin' that good,
yes,
eh?
I got that.
You reppin' the West,
yeah,
eh?
I got that. I bring it back and up.
You reppin' the hood, eh?
I got that.
You smokin' that good, eh?
I got that.
You reppin' the West, eh?
Blue stamp of fish. Get around, motherfuckers.
Chill.
Frank Sinatra on the beat. Don't wanna hear this shit right here. Real Compton, authentic. Leave a ticket, nigga, to bring it back. More than your average or more than your ordinary. Got that. Compton official. Most wanted,
got
nigga.
That.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Look, niggas want me to bust the rhymes. So ironic, it's bust the rhymes. So iconic. Niggas can't fuck with the kid, you know the logic. Bounce Dookie should move before we make it a topic. I'm shitting on niggas the way I need a colonic. But when I'm showing up and only collecting the profit. Sha, case arise, how I pick it up. Making niggas put holes in the wall is how I rip shit up. Throwing a little yak and some kush is how I mix it up. I love the way she gets down on her knees and how she licks it up.
The way a nigga give you the shit and how he thinks it up.
Look, pardon me, yeah, look. Peep how I lift shit up.
Yeah, yeah. I just dropped a big bag on the brand new. Yeah, I just pulled up to the club with the top all gone new. Went shopping for four days, like what the?
Right.
I don't really give a. Now let the beat drop. Clap on, and we gon' clap on. Clap off, clap on, yeah, we gon' clap on. Nigga talking on crazy, just clap on. Tell my homies clap.
see we back on wall in the West Wing. Hang on my plaques on. I be blacking in this bitch till the whole track gone. King Kong, got him bouncing off the walls, ping pong. Rolls Royce, Wraith seats, I'm resting my back on. Bottles of 1942, getting my drink on. Funny how my mommy say she love my new rap song. How a nigga keep it fresh, Balmain slacks on, now that's strong.
She ripping off a new black thong.
Now she bugging shorty, can't believe the dick that long. Collapse on the couch inside of my mansion. Wish y'all niggas could've really seen my reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I just dropped a big bag on the brand new. Yeah, I just pulled up to the club with the top all gone new. Went shopping for four days, like what the?
Right.
I don't really give a. Now let the beat drop. Clap on, then we gon' clap on. Clap off, clap on, yeah, we gon' clap on.
Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. J Love and Star Saxon here. We have the pleasure, and I would think this is one of those things where Star Saxon says, yeah, Jay, this is the reason why I agreed to do Microphone Masters with you, you know, all that time ago. We have the one and only Thurston Howell III,
yeah.
Legendary hip hop dude, man. What's good?
What's good, people, man? How y'all doing?
We good, man. We good. Now I'm only probably going to get one or two questions in because I know Star Saxon got questions for you for days. But here's my all question for you, man. When I'm on your website, ThurstonHowell3rd.com, and that's 3RD, ThurstonHowell3rd.com, and on the bio it says, you know, MC, producer, entrepreneur, but it also says consultant. I want to touch on that later, but I've been, in terms of entrepreneur, I've seen the Low Life website, what you have going on with the clothes, man. The designs are ill. How much input did you have in the clothing line, man?
I mean, all my input just came from my lifestyle. So basically everything was designed after the lifestyle that we live. So that's where my input was put in at. I actually didn't design anything myself. You know, Willie Esco took charge of all of that. But it was, everything was based off of the style and, you know, the lifestyle that I live already. So,
yo, Thurston, Star Saxon right here. You know, Dub CD, representing the West Coast. As many people who roll with Star Saxon know, I've been a long-time consumer of your product. But I was wondering, perhaps maybe you can enlighten the West Coast listeners a little bit about Thurston Howell III and what that low life is all about.
Well, you know, Thurston Howell III, Puerto Rican, Brooklyn, MC, from Brownsville, rap fiend, hip-hop fiend, you know, the culture fiend. I've lived every element of the culture.
Yep.
You know, I was born when the culture was born. I seen it all. I seen everybody who came through the gate. I seen when the West took it over. I seen when the South took it over. I seen when New York started. You know, I got to see all of that, man. Experience it and manifest it and translate it in my own ways, you know. So, you know, one of the original low-life founders from Brooklyn set all the trends, a lot of the trends of fashion that's being followed today within hip-hop. And, you know, people who were just living with it, man, those were never the goals. We were just living the life and being about it, man, and it turned into what it is today.
Word, word. Now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, one of my homies, Jay Pipes, threw a CD at me. An infamous CD that may or may not have had one of your loved ones' mugshot on the back of it. That was my first introduction to Thurston Howell.
Wow.
Now, on that CD, you had a song. This song was called "You Live at Home with Your Mom."
Ha ha!
Yeah, yeah.
Now that was a long, long, long time ago. Need I say? A galaxy far, far away. New York was different. L.A. was different. This is the pre-gentrification, real era of hip-hop. Now, about 2 months ago, I found my Skillionaire CD. I threw that shit up in there, and You Live at Home with Your Mom's games on. Still the bump. However, where we are in 2017, Thurston, I gotta let you know, we got a lot of kids out here. They're like 19, 20, 21, 29 with college degrees, 30 with law degrees. All these niggas live at home with their moms. Have you ever had a chance to revisit that song and frame it as actually being the anthem of the that can't seem to get out the fucking house anymore?
Not really, but if my mom's was alive, man, I'd still be living with my mom's too, man. So more power to them motherfuckers. Cause yeah, for me, I'm about family home, man. I don't all that living alone shit and all that's kind of corny. I like my own alone section in a home full of people, man. You know, so
now I gotta be real
with your mom's, then you're blessed.
How much does that have to do with your culture? I'm personally married to a Puerto Rican woman. The family is right down the street, man. After we get done talking, I'm about to go right down the street, drink some rum with my in-laws. Does the concept of just family, is it cultural or is it just your personality? You got to be around.
Nah, it was more my personality because I didn't really live around my family that much. I was just there at my home with my moms and my sisters, you know? So that was our immediate family, and that's what had mattered the most. But, you know, my moms would critique my music at times. She'd come down to my studio and be like, all right, let me see what you got today. And she'd be like, I don't like that one. Put my song back on. You know what I mean?
What was the jam?
The jam was I Still Live With My Mom. That was her shit. You know, I played her songs like Million Man Rush, Polo Rico. She'll be like, that one's okay. We'll put mine on. Play that one.
Let me jump in real quick, man. So I got a question. In terms of your catalog, I mean, it's extensive. And Star Saxon already said he wants to get that USB with the whole catalog on it. What keeps you motivated to keep putting out product that's high quality? Where does that motivation come from, man?
Come from within, man. My love for the art, especially with the transition and the way everything is dying out, and I'm like, fuck that. Ain't shit dying. Ain't nobody getting old. You know, skills has no time limit. You know, your promotion is based on your skill level. If you notice in the underground, a lot of artists don't have marketing and promotion plans. Your marketing promotion is based on your skill level. The people will promote you and put you out there. But I'm a fiend, man. Like the best way to describe it, like I tell everybody, what a crackhead is for crack. I'm in the same, you know, form for hip hop. I'm obsessed with it, man. I don't know how to stop. You know, anytime I've ever told somebody, yo, this is going to be my last album, my girl always tells me, yeah, you said that 10 albums ago, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, but it's really to that extent where, yo, I love it, you know? You got to really love it to be obsessed with it in the way I am, man. And another thing is I felt like I never got my shot, you know? I never gave up because I never got a shot. And I figured if I was able to do all of this on my own, imagine when I get a shot, it's not going to fail. You know what I mean? Because I can stay consistent on my own. You know, I came out at the same time as many people, man. Jay-Z, you know, Eminem, Mos, Talib, a lot of people that I stood next to, and we all was in the same, you know, seeking the same things. And I seen a lot of people make it, but in the same sense, you know, I never got to be on a label and anything, but I made sure I kept up with everybody too, as far as on my output and how much I was putting out. You know what I mean? So when Jay drop, I gotta drop. M drop, I gotta drop. You know, I always felt like, you know, I'm not in their markets, but I'm still in competition because we are people who really live this shit. You know what I mean? Whether my stuff is exploited on the airwaves or not, I live this, you know? But I just stay true to that, man, and I surround myself with it. I don't need to be inspired by other motherfuckers and all that. I can lock myself in a room and be inspired by four walls and count the corners and think of different ways to manipulate the corners and, you know, just to dig deep within yourself to know what you really possess.
My poetry's deep. Philosopher, lock it up. Lock a binoculars, proper to popular. Prada from Panama. Crime saga designed in blind honor. Hood status magic, living in grime harder.
Pure torture, tracks scorcher, street author, known from the princes to the paupers. Leave corpses, crime bosses, streets to the office. Looking fresh, they wanna throw us off. It's gorgeous.
Jail knowledge, bad bitches and nail polish. Big money, hungry, no focus on frail wallets. Around about, a dick in Madonna's mouth. Round in McDonald's house, they found her without her
them
blouse.
Them clowns got her turned out with them goods hanging out. Straight free, she be at the club every week. My speech reach each in countries that I've been with. Them fine feminine creatures sipping that seraphim.
With criminal slang, my poetry's deep. Speak with criminal slang, my poetry's deep. Speak with criminal slang, my poetry's deep. My poetry's deep. My poetry's deep. Speak.
Hood legend, ghetto past, good credit. With a mask and a gat and a death wish. So survivor, study the scriptures. Henny in the belly, controlling the hiccups. Horses cornered, long hair weaves. Keep the crown, keep the throne, keep them on their knees.
Summer rats on a quest for cheese, squeezing through small gaps. Eventually fall right to the trap. Snap, on they tail, they pale. In comparison, embarrassing when they try to run game on the G again.
We defend, we the men till we meet again. Panty plans with the motherfucking sheet of print. Cougar hoes be thinking they panthers. Lion King bling, believe in my answers.
Private dancers, tramp stamp, lower back flasher. Thong strings promoting the night of passion. Thrash.
Criminal slang, my poetry's deep. Speak with criminal slang, my poetry's deep. Speak with criminal slang, my poetry's deep. My poetry's deep. My poetry's deep.
Straight off Barry Boone shit, man. New York shit. Punch you in your fucking face.
Play tough, I black and eat you alive, bruh. Wake up and brush the flesh off my incisors. As soon as you was talking like a titan, you sized up. Wise up, I spit gems literally. Son, you're big man, cause ain't no man big as me. You already lost if you tryna win physically. Eat your face, then eat the charge, my visit me. Most rappers suck these days, is it me? On point off the top when I spell like wizardry. You talk done, forking your tongue like a lizard. B, listen, B, I don't give a fuck what you wrote on or what producer you paid to lay your whack quotes on. I'm coke on steroids, DMT on acid. The EMT responded to your death and I'm slacking, laughing, burning but with broads and we spazzing. If he dies, he dies. I say I was stuck in traffic. What happened? Horrors would it be when I'm mobbing? Take blood from you with a stone if I'm starving. All it takes is one beat to instigate stardom. All it takes is one beat to instigate the slaughter. I'm all for far beyond cars being drawn, cause I know it ends up with you getting beat upon. Begging on your knees, pleading while the heat is drawn. Spit gems thick low, this is why your sneakers gone. Wishing double L something you ain't speak upon.
Two L's the fuck up.
Yeah.
Low life and no life, man. Be out here.
I'm in the booth like the gym, weightlifting. Extra rep steps to make millions. Stolen image, golden vintage. Pro ho pimp shit, also delicious. Beat destruction, speakers bumping. Zebra luggage stunting, needing nothing. Horse breathing, even off season. Fuck around, smile, kick your false teeth in. I'm from the era where the coke get took in. Clubs terrorize, go go Brooklyn. Rifle blast, final tap, I do that. Title match, fight you back, final laugh. So winners, speaking and pork dinners. Viva la migra,
bendiga.
Court system, jumpstart, punch cards. Bleach, burn blood, washed. Unmarked blunt squad.
Fly niggas, fresh niggas. We all about love and loyalty. But when niggas step out of line, they get their jaw broken 25 pieces.
When the Henny's in the system, I tend to act a foolish shit. Last night I was on my Tinder app losing it. Knocked down an easy triple double on my smooth shit. You ain't download yet?
What?
Where you snoozing, kid? Your wife says she like my dimples. I don't smell like that, but when I do, it's that simple.
It is.
All of my plans are penny plans. L's up. Salute to my Miami fan.
What up?
Salute back from the roof rack. I do graph in a Dr. Seuss hat. Shoulder shrugger, fought your older brother. Cookie cutter, donut dunker. It's cold this summer. Roman numbers, soul discomfort. Can't control the hunger. Feet dynamite, beast appetite. Streets travel, night seek sacrifice. Been involved since the synagogue finish off. Winter walls, Hitler's dogs. The list is long, learn from it. Turn stomachs, burn something with a chicken head, bird budget.
It's that 20,000 grams of protein a day shit. Push-ups, 100 a clip, 1,000 a day shit.
Dangerous, wisdom sacred. Slave ship, doing the day shift. Grave dig, bullshit playlist. Shotgun powder to stir my coffee. Nothing sweet, bleed back the fuck up off.
Inception, pee-popping, vocal and
reflection. Dreams of stage rocking, J-Love lyrics infecting the airwaves. Behind the mask and the agendas, seeing the end, I was too drunk to remember. Even now my head's spinning, spinning. I close my eyes and all the flashbacks of me winning. Hands raised, deuce paid, but in reality, head lowered, suffer music fatality. Sadly, my salary falls short of the mean. Conflict of interest and what it means for the team. When it all boils down, we're mercenaries and our concerns. Expendable contractors, lessons that's hard to earn. From 85, 86, 87, yeah. Never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same fabric, head nodding, body rocking, wake up, show to Mr. Magic. From 85, 86, 87, never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same fabric, head nodding, body rocking, wake up, show to Mr. Magic.
I don't believe I listen to the music that pollutes my dreams. I'm stumbling up from the floor back to the shouts and screams. But I'm trying to react and maintain my composure of sorts. But I'm dreading the course and I'm tired of heading to court. I'm fighting an uphill battle against the enemy within. He keeps filling me with sin while I'm unwilling to defend. And those thoughts keep tearing apart the feelings from my skin. So I'm left with no feeling and it's still killing me in the end. While I fight against the savages and the wrong law of averages. And I'm of the seven asking what's the matter with the packages. I'm strictly to fathom what's the happenings when I'm trapped in this. Ain't no way I'm going to hell, I'm still living after this. Yo.
From 85, 86, 87, yeah. Never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same fabric, head nodding, body rocking, wake up, show to Mr. Magic. From 85, 86, 87, never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same fabric, head nodding, body rocking, wake up, show to Mr. Magic.
Maybe in years past, somewhere I'm still rooted in my youth. I was still shooting from the booth before it was polluted with my truth. Here I'm still putting what I do, yet it's moved to become moot. Here's a toast to the moves I never knew and the truth I never grew. I bet if I listened to the words being bandied about and I handed them out and I never tried to understand what I doubt. But in the future past, I'm just an ex with no cash and no flash and no cash. No chance to go last or so I crash and I make a bit of a splash. And now I'm back to the driver's seat with my foot firm against the gas. But I'm still pedaling fast. With my foot firm against the gas and I'm still pedaling fast.
From 85. 86, 87, yeah. Never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same fabric, head nodding, body rocking, wake up, show to Mr. Magic. From 85, 86, 87, never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same fabric, head nodding, body rocking, wake up, show to Mr. Magic. From 85, 86, 87, yeah. Never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same fabric, head nodding, body rocking, wake up, show to Mr. Magic. From 85, 86, 87, never studied hip-hop, but I still learn my lessons. But if you're not made from the same
fabric. But getting back to that Coke idea of just being prolific and being about the game and being about skills, first and foremost, in a lot of ways, I view you in a similar fashion that I view Sean Price, the late Sean Price, in that lyrically, off the charts, solid. MC's MC. Beats, grimy, banging.
Thank you.
Prolificness, anything that you do is actually fire, man. And I say that all, not pride and shit, but, you know, I'm an old hip-hop head myself. And, you know, there's music on YouTube, there's music on SoundCloud, there's music every fucking way. There's hip-hop on fucking commercials and shit now. And so you're inundated with the shit, so you got to actually attune your ear to like, box out all the fucking noise and really, really find that hot shit. And so if you take the time to go through your catalog, whether it's the SoundCloud platform, your webpage, YouTube, anything you click, if it's on accident, like, I want to click this track, the fucking algorithm popped up some other shit on accident, it's always fire. So that's actually a testament to exactly what you're saying. Listeners out there, he ain't just talking this shit. You pick up a track randomly on accident, the shit is fire, beats are banging, lyrics are on point, and I mean, frankly, man, you got a lot of fucking quotes. I love them shits. I be texting them shits.
Yeah, whatever, man. It's not a game, and them shits are still coming out, man, like nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? Sometimes it's like, right, I can't even think straight. I got to write everything down because it's just, everything's a punchline, man.
Nice. So where's your writing? What's your writing space like? Do you just sit down on a pen and pad? I think we heard that like E-40 said he like sits on his stomach and just lays down and starts rhyming. I think Precise Politics
He writes his rhymes in the car. Where's your creative space when it comes to just coming up the lyrics?
Anywhere. It's like it's the beat. Like most of the time, the beat tells me what to do. I follow the beat. The beat will direct me. I rarely write rhymes without a beat. You know, I could write lines down all day, punchlines all day. Anytime it comes to my head, I just write them down. But as far as the song and verses and all that, it's everything the beat dictates. What am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? So I use the beat as my guidance. But I believe I got most of my writing talents from prison, man. I used to get a lot of letters being in jail a lot, you know. And, you know, I had 20 girls writing me, 30 girls. And if I got 10 letters a day, I'm writing back 10 letters a day to make sure I got 10 more letters tomorrow. So, and, you know, I could write you a book, 10 pages in that letter, and that shit took me 5 minutes. So I believe that's where I really developed most of my writing skills and abilities. But at the same time, I'm a real freestyle artist. I don't need to write. So it makes it that much more easier if you could freestyle. So, you know?
Yeah. So let's get. I want to get back to this Million Man Rush. Like I said, man, long time consumer of your shit. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the origins of that song?
I mean, the Million Man Rush was based around, you know, the whole low life episodes of what used to happen when we used to hit the stores and things like that. The Million Man Rush was not an actual event. It was the best way for us to describe our story, because the Million March happened around the same time when we came up with that concept. You know what I mean? So we basically piggybacked off of what the Million Man March was about. So we explained it was kind of the same thing whenever we touched the department store. It was a Million Man Rush because there's 1,000 of us already running up in here. But then it was all these innocent, you know, bystanders and all that would join on and run into the stores with us. We didn't even know half of the people sometimes. So it would turn into where you had all these stragglers just tagging along because they knew what was going to happen, and they was going to make sure they got a piece of it too.
So let me tell you why I had to ask that question. Jay, you went to school up at San Jose State. You got Bay Area ties.
Yes,
the homie DJ Wise one out of Santa Cruz sent me this text like, yo, did you see what just happened up in the Bay Area on the train, on the BART, a week and a half ago? I'm like, no, what happened? He's like, 60 high school kids ran up on the train and just start fucking robbing niggas. And the first thing that came to my mind was the Million Man Rush 2017.
Yeah, man. He robbed the whole train from the front car to the last car, moving through the carts.
You know,
basically, that was a different time in New York, man. And don't think everybody was a victim, because it was times when we were young teenagers, man, and we stepped into grown men like that, and them niggas was knocking the shit out of us sometimes. You know, not to even front. You know, everybody always portrays to be the hero in the situation. Listen, a lot of these situations came because we understood both sides of this motherfucking table, man. You know?
Bro, let me jump in real quick, Star Saxon. I got a question about, so with, you mentioned low life in terms of what, you know, the, you know, all that part of your life. And you wrote a book about it. So in terms of, you have an author credit to your name. What was that process like to be able to put, you know, to be able to immortalize it in that way in the printed word?
Oh, wow. Actually, you know, all the stories that were coming out in the magazines, when I first got discovered as a rapper, a writer named DT came to do an article on me when he saw me battling people. Like, you know, he wanted to, and he found out I was a lowlife, and then all his interest changed into the lowlife story. So most of the stories that were coming out in the magazines, from Stress to the Source,
I remember seeing that article.
Yeah, all of those stories were written by us. My story was written by me in every article that came out. So when I saw how that was happening, I encouraged every lowlife who was involved to write their own books. So we began writing all of these books back in the 90s. So throughout all these years, we stayed working on our books. So I got approached by Tom Gould, you know, the director and co-author of my book with me, about doing the project. And, you know, I'm already sitting on fucking biography after biography. So we figured out a way to just give a brief description of everything in one, you know, where it came from, how it got influenced, how it evolved, where's it at today, you know, how it spread. So that's what we did with the Bury Me with the Low On book. We tried to explain where we at now as a global movement within hip hop, and then giving the brief descriptions of everything else about how it evolved into all of that. Because at the same time, all of this evolves into an entire book series of all of these things, because there's so many of us, man. That my story is not the low life story. There are way too many different angles of the story. You know what I mean? My part of the story is just Thurston Howell's experience as a low life, and as being the, you know, one of the original founders and creator of the name. You know what I mean? But it was a beautiful experience, man, because it's something we've been working for, you know, for years and years, and there are many more to come. They won't run, man, there are many more. Be a lot of dead rappers, still at it. Nice with it, turn this flow into dough. Still at it.
Skillmatic. I'm a poet's first words, magician's last trick. Hallucinating, hating, fashion fabric. A mother's son committing the same sin, breaking the same law, she's saying it ain't him. Father dead from an overdose early. I ain't never made a fucking song without cursing. Snake eyes lie, take to the truth. City folk keep all snakes in the zoo. Skillmatic, wisdom and will, talent, business and skill matter. Digital bill data.
Talk so much.
Need a meter on your mouth. Always been pussy. We ain't got no doubt. Slim Jim, my gun is a beef stick. Blind motherfuckers, nobody ain't see shit. Life's a bitch, a movie and a gamble, where porn stars and hookers all live in a castle.
Send more caskets. Skillmatic. They want rap beef, gon' be a lot of dead rappers. Still at it. Nice with it, turn this flow into dough.
Ill at it.
Skillmatic.
Skillmatic. Skillmatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Skillmatic.
Skillmatic. Got caught holding my pistol. Once again, I got took by the D's. 3 years in the pen, came home, new pistol. Once again, I will never let these niggas run up on the kid without instant karma. I ain't gotta come back, you get this work right now. Your whole lack, too much for them to handle. They can't process how a nigga get down, I'm not with the nonsense. Too smart for the foolishness, niggas try to line me, get your foolies hit. Got a real bad bitch, I don't deal with basics. Me get real money, nah, I deal with fake shit. My rap like a OG pimp, I sent bad niggas on the police dick. Real niggas, real love, real loyalty. Thurston Howlin', Don P.
Send more caskets. Skillmatic.
They want rap beats, gonna be a lot of dead rappers.
Still at it.
Nice with it, turn this flow into dough.
Ill at it.
Skillmatic.
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 Skillmatic. Yeah, yeah, you know how it go down, man. Now this shit work. Now we get it done. My nigga Thurston Howell the third. My name is VIP Don P. R.I.P. to all that bullshit out there.
Low life from the old gold cipher, the polo throne with the night touch. From the era of the DMC leather, saw in the silk Riviera, peeling sweater. Gumby with the goose vest, crap shooter, funky with a pool stick. Polo legend like Manolo went over the limit. The local living, twisting, smoking with bitches, incriminating, snitches eliminating, prison patrons, police participating. Heart cold, deep as a sharp bowl's, Glock knows you're coming about those. Bungee jumping must be nothing. Country bumpkin 4538. Lucky numbers, K-Swiss, skinny girls from Bay Ridge. In my whip lipstick, half naked. Banging body, laying the bends. Playing a song from Mayhem, Loren, fly shit. We don't have to buy shit. Take what I want, everything is my shit. Low life from the old gold cipher. The polo flow with the night touch. Low life from the old gold cipher. The polo flow with the night touch. Low life from the old gold cipher. The polo flow with the night touch. Low life from the old gold cipher. The polo flow with the night touch. A trendsetter, any weather, penny measures, Gucci goggles, Gucci bougie models, Levi cords, Fila boards, four kicks for my bitch, she me, I'm on. Strategic allegiance with vegans, the leaders, Adidas and Ricans. Rumors of powder blue boomers, prodigal molecules, I doubt if you knew us. Dutch master, white owl, Philly, low life flood out of white out cities. Sharpshooters, scuba scooters, ladies love OGs and new recruiters. Bandanas in Atlanta, dancing like Prancer, Flatbush Jiggy on a MacBook Mini, flat screen, Bruce Wayne, that team, track me, Etonics on my feet, Suey Goose on my bitches used to boost, Gucci Boots getting Macy's from the roof, Donna Karen Carrots, the low life brand on the runway in Paris, low life from the old gold cipher, the polo flow with the night touch, low life from the old gold cipher, the polo flow with the night touch, low life from the old gold cipher, the polo flow with the night touch, low life from the old gold cipher, the polo flow with the night touch.
About to scoop Phonics 24s, color coded, and the Cooper sitting on them. Scooting down Sunset, fake boobs, hard to top. Lizzie Baguette, Rolex, neck is on autopop. Getting all the guap, the breadwinner. Time to spend the night, so headed to the Bev Center. Melrose is next, V-neck, Lacoste tees. Kush Collective on La Brea if you smoke trees. No codeine. Just hogs and higher boosters. Felons with no future. Maneuver with older cougars. Home of the jerk. Skinny jean intrusion. Young as Piru in neighborhood are either grooving. The D-boys, they got money to blow. The baddest bitches, this the Cali I know. So you know I'm just
riding in my California. California. Listening to some California. Smoking on some California. We stay on that California. Riding in my California. Listening to some California. Smoking on some California. We stay on that California.
Santa Monica, Venice, Newport, Plus a supermall, icy fresh, been ballin' the jeweler. Flockers intruding, boosters got it half off. School of hard knocks and money is the mascot. Used to hop the foe and let the ass drop. Now it's Benz with the hard roof convertible tops. Cracking lobster at the lobster, floating down ocean, coasting in motion. Hit the 10 east to 110, exit 9th. Follow the bright lights to the Staples Center. Nokia in the conga room, fig with the top down, this is solitude. It's almost nightfall, time to unwind. Me and the bitch, Katsuya, Hollywood and Vine. My white hoe be on her Marilyn Monroe. The baddest bitch is this the Cali I know. So you know I'm just
riding in my California. Listening to some California. Smoking on some California. We stay on that California.
Hey, Tom, you don't talk about all this fly shit we got out here. I'ma take him through the hood, dog. Look, we got summertime murders, police harassment. Fine ass women and some badass traffic. It ain't shit to a G though. Ice cream trucks got the chili cheese Fritos. We all about C-notes, fuck with the Migos. And hope that they let a nigga slide with a kilo. Yeah. Then make you do a quick flip. Buy a whip and hit the Sunset Strip. Some niggas wanna gangbang. Line it up, lose a tooth. Other niggas sell cocaine, then lose a roof. Don't forget that we got the best endo. Pull up on the block, dope fiend, clean your windows. Rodeo got Gucci, downtown got the ice. Sepulveda done big, got the women of the night. Knock a super bad black bitch in the valley. Just an intro to how we do it in Cali, motherfucker. We'll be right back.
Microphone Masters here with on WCNN with the one and only Thurston Howell III. So Star Saxon is back on you, man.
Yeah, Thurston. So can you tell us a little bit about this single I seen floating around, Public Enemy? It looks like you're doing a little bit more work with Master Fool again.
Yeah, you know, I never stopped working with Fool. You know, we got massive stuff going on for years. I got a bunch of tracks from Domingo, you know, the hip-hop producer, legendary man.
Yes, sir.
And one of them joints just sounded like a Public Enemy song. It wasn't a recreation of a Public Enemy. It just had that Public Enemy vibe, like the Bounce Squad would have did this type of shit. And, you know, me and Fool looked at each other like, you know, we always joked around like Flav and Chuck throughout time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen those pictures. You're a fool for those pictures, man. You're a fool for
those pictures. No, but you mean the Public Enemy pictures?
Yeah. No,
oh, that is the music video. Next, on the 16th, the music video drops to that song. That's what those pictures are from. So we recreated the entire vibe of the Public Enemy sound and their image. Except the only thing we didn't really touch was their method. You know, I did it in the Thurston Howell style of
right,
thing.
Right.
So, but we really captured the feel, man, of Chuck and Flav on the song, man. And it was, working with Fool, man, is always just fun. It's not work. We just having a good time. And, you know, we always love to rhyme. So it's so fucking easy to do all of this, man. It's just love for it.
So who's Flav and who's Chuck? Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, man. Come on, man. That ain't hard to tell. Nah, I'm definitely Chuck, man. I'm Chuck and Foolish Flav, man.
Y'all got S1Ws in the back or what, though?
With all due respect.
Rock and roll like shit.
But not. The whole thing is we're promoting our brand. Everything is low life attire. And we didn't have S1Ws, but we had SW1s, Sweet Women First. You know what I mean? So we switched it up. Instead of having S1Ws, we had women play the role. And, you know, these women are our wives and daughters and things like that. So it's nothing degrading or anything to the women. You know, even though my content is usually crazy and nasty and shit like that, but it definitely was, you know, we didn't want to do no disjustice to anything of Public Enemy, you know, whether their image or not. So we did it all in a respectable manner.
So Starsack, let me jump in real quick. I just want to, so we with the one and only Thurston Howell III, he's given us a lot of our time, a lot of his time. We appreciate it because conversations are dope. We just don't want to let folks go. But I want to ask you this, man, and then I'll give it back to Star Saxon. So we often talk to artists that tour, and they talk about what it is, what it's life like when they're touring both inside the U.S. and outside the U.S. Do you get a chance to go out and perform and tour outside of the New York area? Do you do that often?
I mean, not that often, but I do get a chance to, you know, hit the other states and countries and things like that.
Okay.
You know, underground artist, there's no real machine behind me, so everything is pushed through whatever I'm bringing forth and things like that. So even from a management perspective and all, I've done everything on my own, you know. So sometimes I get lost in creativity the way I'm not calling motherfuckers back and doing shows because I'm covering the creative aspect of things. You know, it's like being a zombie, too, when you're that creative, you know. But every chance I get, I go touch someplace else and, you know, I go do what I got to do. But one thing I've always seen, man, is any place I'm ever called for is real hip-hop. And the love for hip-hop is there. And, you know, the people definitely embrace me because, you know, it's real hip-hop. So I'm somebody they're actually looking for, whether I'm mainstream or not. You know, real hip-hop people know who I am.
Nice. Star Saxon on you.
Yo, and back to that single. Just curious, is this related to a formal release, a formal album release or an EP release from Thurston Howell
III? Oh, yeah. This is the Skillmatic. The name of the album is Skillmatic. I recreated the Nas cover of Illmatic with myself and my own projects in the background.
You got that messed up afro on it, man. You got that messed up afro.
Yeah, we all have that afro. Yeah, that, nah, but it, the afro ain't messed up. It's just you just woke up.
We all had it, Jay. We all got that picture, Jay. Why you trying to clown? I got that picture.
With the lopsided.
It's just like me, man. So it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, that was actually like my second grade picture, man. You know what I mean? And that was a picture day in school. And the funny thing is, the day before that, I bust my lip open chasing my cousin, so I had to hold my lip in while I took the picture.
I see that because I'm looking at it right now. And I can see that. I can see the lip. I can see the lip.
Hey, yo, my lip never recovered from that lump. I still got the lump on my lip from that shit.
I feel you.
But yeah, like I was saying, this is the Skillmatic album. It's my new album. It drops May 16th. The Public Enemy video drops May 16th. You can order the USB now. Pre-orders are the same way to be on iTunes on May 16th. So a lot of features on there. You know, I got Mayhem Loren. I got Spit Gems. I got Prodigy. I got Sticky Fingers. I got Shabam Sadiq. I got Rack Low. I got, you know, Master Fool all over it with me. So it's definitely, man, a solid hard body hip hop album, man. Like, if you love hip hop, you're not gonna be disappointed for what this is. And you know, if you love lyrics, you're not gonna be disappointed. It's definitely some hard body hip hop shit, man.
All right, Thurston, before I get out of here, I got a question for you, given to me by my man Jay Pipes out in Germany. He needs to know this. If you're not fucking with the Polo Cologne, what's your second option?
Oh, okay. Some real shit? I don't even give a fuck about no cologne, man. I don't wear cologne like that. My option is whatever a bitch buy me. Bought me some motherfucking cologne, that's what I'm gonna wear. Like, you know, I've never been a cologne person like that. Like, I get gifts from my family, my sisters, my children. I'm wearing whatever they gave me. Put it to you like that. There's no real option. Fuck Polo Cologne and all the different flavors. You know, I can smell good with some deodorant, man, and lotion. Word. Word.
That's what's up. So go to ThurstonHowell3rd.com. That's ThurstonHowell3rd. That's 3RD.com. And then also on Twitter, he's also at ThurstonHowell3rd. Thurston Howell III, that's 3RD. Any other social media sites you want to let us know about?
My Instagram, Thurston Howell III, same spelling. My Facebook, Victor Thurston Howell de Jesus. You know, my first and last name is in there. But, you know, all you got to do is Google me. You'll find me, man. But go to that website, cop that USB. Massive albums on there. I even
you got 29 albums on the like 29 plus albums on there, right?
Yep. And I also put an entire folder of acapellas so people could remix what they want. Throw me on your song with you, you know, things
wait,
like
wait,
that.
Wait. So you got 29 albums plus acapellas.
A whole folder full of acapellas.
Damn.
Massive shit. So
what made
you have
you
fun?
Do that. What made you decide to do that?
The acapellas?
Yeah, including the acapellas.
I mean,
that's cool as fuck. But I'm just saying, that's what made you decide to do it.
You know, just to give some of the music new life, man. Cause like I said, I've been an independent artist. I've never been able to reach the pinnacle I'm supposed to. I feel, you know. So some of this music, it's still brand new. My old stuff is still brand new to the world. I've never sold millions of copies. So a lot of people still don't know what I have or what exists. So even the fact that other people would take my vocals and put it on their songs with them because they always wanted a feature and couldn't buy it. But this helps give me an extended life in the game. You know, it helps take me to someplace else I might not even know what's going to happen because somebody decided to do a remix there's a lot of features that I did that are in those acapella files too with other artists. You know, there's an acapella near me and Sean Price going back and forth. You know, there's all kind of stuff, but it's just to give the music a longer life, man, because somebody else, by them doing something different to it, is definitely going to extend the life of the music. The same with the USB. Like I said, you could buy my entire catalog with this USB. So what I did with that as well is we shot videos for old songs. So I got new videos coming out all year, and some of these videos are from my old songs and my first albums and all that, but they're brand new videos.
Nice. I know Star Saxon was interested in doing that. So what you just so folks can know, what you hitting them for that USB?
Oh, that USB is $100, man, and that's cheap for all them albums. You know,
man, that's expensive. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, a lot of the albums got more than 20 songs on them too, man. So it's almost like you're getting double albums with one of the albums. So,
indeed.
Bargain.
So man, we don't say that, especially live over the air, so to speak. We love to have you back, just as not as a guest, but as sitting in, because you talk shit the way we talk shit. That's what we would love to do. That's what Star Saxon and I do. So we're extending that invitation to you because, man, I love this conversation, man. So the one and only Thurston Howell the Third. We're gonna get into some joints. Of course, we're gonna get into some Thurston Howell the Third.
I hope you got that Skillmatic album.
We gonna get into that right now. So Thurston Howell the Third. So it is Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Make sure you get that Skillmatic.
You can the front lawn and all that. I never lived in a condo. Yo, I ain't even out on my own yet. I'ma keep it real on the strip. I still live with my moms.
Living with my moms.
This is for the heads that live with their moms. I live with my moms.
Live with my moms.
I can't even front. I still live with my moms. Still I still live with my moms. Moms.
Living with my moms.
A lot of Brooklyn heads still live with their moms. Live with my moms.
Living with my moms.
A grown ass man that still live with my moms.
Yo. Fuck that. Yo, far so straight up and down. Yo, mama do the laundry. Mama pay the bill. Mama cook the food. Yo, straight, I ain't going nowhere.
Niggas tryna fuck me while it's mom's home.
Free rent, light, gas, and phone. A mama's boy, even though my ass is grown. Got the same bedroom since third grade. Still be living here when I'm 888. The only woman a man can't trust. Even my uncle still lives with my grandma. My baby mother knows that I know if I move in with her.
You be calling Tyrone?
I'm never moving out of my mother's house.
Not even for these candy panties that dissolve in your mouth?
Not even if you goggled by the ounce and couldn't make bottles disappear to entertain crowds.
Yo, what's all that for? You disrespecting me? You lucky your ass ain't moving with me. I'd have ripped up all your shit.
Stupid. Tell me something I didn't know. That's why I still live with my moms.
You live with your moms.
I can't even front. I still live with my moms. I live with my moms.
You living with your moms.
Another Brooklyn head who lives with his moms. I live with my moms.
Living with your moms. Sorry ass nigga.
Still living with my moms. I live with my moms.
Living with his moms.
A grown ass man still
living with his moms.
I ain't ashamed. Shout out to my niggas in Compton who still live with their moms and fight their brothers for the top bunk. I always say I'm moving out this year, but it'll be sooner if welfare finds out I live here. Yo, it's cheap by my place. I ain't scared to open bills, cause none of them in my name. Got kicked out, but mom said I can move back if I prove that I didn't steal my sister's food stamps. Every parent's panic is to have their little boy with a prison mailing address. She said, my rep is not in question as long as she was the one that gave me the boxing lesson. So I throw out the garbage and wash the dishes, and I can't go outside without my mom's permission. Even though my flow is uncomparable, I'm an unsigned hype with nowhere else to go.
Yo, hold on. Why you tell them all your business?
Let's
for,
begin. Hey? Assalamu alaikum, people of goodwill. I offer you the greeting of thought manifested skill to finally reveal the open end chapter. As real as the flesh that you're embodied in. Till the skull cavity your mind is rotten, and I'll be riding in. And it might have been a slight rotation warp to curve the course. Of course, I'm cordial when I report. I won't distort, I don't contort, connect, conduct, collect, console, or conceal. In full control of the role of the will. My eyes are my appliance to decide. For the science, omitting defiance with the high-tech mic check. The buttons that flashed are pushed for absolute destruction. Your structure is lifted from the ground. The foundation mound is broke, so you float around. I'm embedded in what is known as beat. Let it be shown every enzyme is complete. In time, you'll see the pace of the pulse pump. Rapidly, heart rate, happily marched. I happen to be the dark man who holds the charts. I arch my horizontal line to make a rainbow. But it ain't the same though. Yo, the tried and true pros are chasing fool's gold. Sliding through holes like small rodents. It's obviously evident. My embellishment peaks said 292 IQ. Cause Big Ace is the spinner, in the center, inventor. And I plan to be a winner, meaning I'll be in the inner, outer, ovaries, overlord, overboard, overseas, here and overseas. More than the eye can, I scan, limited, primitive, sentimentalist, escapist. The way I shape this landscape automatically makes this vivid. I give it a ribbon, hold it, stand at the pivot. I love it, learn it, live it, then give you my exhibit. Not inhibited, not even a little bit. When I'm inclined, my attempts to redefine your hip-hop guidelines. And you can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. My attempts to redefine your hip-hop guideline. You can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. Cause I'd rather stimulate your mind than emulate your purpose. And we have only touched on the surface of the serpent. Consider me part of the dust and the dust. I must collect the samples from the rust, penetrate the crust and trust no living. Driven by the sonic language passion, your ashes spark the flashes of the neon from beyond. What kind of planet could I be on? I don't know, but I'ma be on for eons and eons. While many think that they can never play out, get trapped in a time frame and never find a way out. I stay off the dramatization and I balance, always seeking the challenge to show the world the incredible talents. I cut the corners, smooth out the surfaces. Worthlessness is just half of the problem. I read the grid, kid, I did every column. I know the animal kingdom and the phylum wild style. Until they get to hit the target, I mark it on the bullseye. I flies on the buffalo wing in the sky. My architectonique sparks the dark streets of your resting ground. I suggest that you warn your town. I inhabit the oxygen more off the memory. You will never forget to remember the lone Wolverine, marine biologist machine with the verbo. Internal mind fertile, foot over hurdle, tight like girdle, when my word will be the last. I incubate every other millennium. I fast and I hibernate to pass any of them. I am potent, untraceable. No color, no odor, no taste, no replaceable parts. No heart, no head, just a carcass. The darkest days come right before the light. I watch my watch and stand right before the mic. But the power's vested in me, I digested MC's food for thought. Caught onto the end of the rope and swung, then stood stiff as if I was on a cliff. Not beneath sticks, my feet are made of bricks. When I walk, my footprints in dense cement. I am not practical, nor am I unusual, nor am I oblivious to hideous crimes. Every city is captured and trapped in my mind, given the spinal tap as the final rap climbs. My attempts to redefine your hip-hop guidelines. You can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. My attempts to redefine your hip-hop guidelines. You can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. Cause I have become the night owl on the prowl, master of the free pen pal style. Cause I'm omnipotent. I'm some government experiment that is out of control. I'm from some big black hole. I score up, select, and wreck every tangle. I flare up and you can try any angle, even Bermuda. But I bury the barracuda, then I'm octagon in the wind with the pollen.
Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Special shout out to Thurston Howell III. We appreciate it. We're definitely going to have him back. We enjoyed the conversation, and those are the kind of things that Star Saxon and I will geek out with every once in a while. If for no other reason, because I told Star Saxon this when he first came on board to Microphone Masters, and we started doing this. I said sometimes we'll have conversations with people that are not enjoyable, and then for the ones that we do, those make it all worthwhile. And so we've been very fortunate the last handful that we really had some great conversations. So Star Saxon on the Star Saxon Soliloquy, it is on you. We're gonna leave y'all with Prodigy Mac 10 Handle and Prodigy Nickel and Nail. But Star Saxon, it is on you.
Yo, man, my favorite rapper in the world passed away, Prodigy and Mobb Deep. I'm still, for lack of a better phrase, shook, because the shit kind of came out of nowhere. Digesting that shit, kind of trying to process it as a fan of hip hop. And I was thinking about a lot of weird little like ironies. When we were talking before, I told you that I went to the Raekwon show, and DJ Mark Love played Shook Ones Part 2 3 times that night for no apparent reason. It was the night before a show in Las Vegas, this past Friday in LA. Really weird shit. Then the other one that's kind of ill is he passed away in Las Vegas. Tupac passed away in Las Vegas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be kind of weird if it happened at the same hospital. I don't know where it was, but we know those cats had history. It's kind of weird, you know what I'm saying, Jay?
It's true, it's
kinda
true.
Kind of fucking weird, dude. And then just lastly, dude, like, the crazy thing that happens when a lot of these artists pass away is motherfuckers start clicking on their catalog, buying them by the album or 99 cent singles. So, you know, one of the cool, I don't want to say cool, but one of the, I don't even want to use bright spots. One of the things that's going to come out of this is a wider audience for the Mobb Deep catalog. And I think that's a good thing. My last words, man.
That's what's up. So on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. We do this all the time. Make sure you hit us up. Hit up dubcnn.com. Hit up Star Saxon on Twitter, at Star Saxon. That's two R's and three X's. Hit me up at Javon Love. We definitely do a really good job of staying connected on Twitter these days. And again, RIP to one of the best to ever do it, Prodigy, leaving you with Mac 10 Handle, Nickel and a Nail. And shout out again to Thurston Howley Third for stopping by. Are you good?
I sit alone in my dirty ass room, staring at candles, high on drugs. All alone with my hand on the Mac 10 handle, scheming on you niggas. I sit alone in my dirty ass room, staring at candles, high on drugs. All alone with my hand on the Mac 10 handle, scheming on you niggas. By myself in my four-cornered room, watching hard boil. I feel like I'm crazy, my brain on drugs, my bulletproof on run. Flats, later tonight, I'ma look for cuz. Just ride through his hood, and when I see that chump, I'ma jump out the truck and dump my gun. You ain't never been through it, so you scared of that kind of shit. Hit me on a song and say, P-pop a lot of shit. Too much of that gangster music, nah, this reality rap. I really go through it in interrogation rooms. I don't crack, nigga, I got nothing for ya. Talk to my lawyer, shit. Nowadays it's hard to kill, be careful where you pull that trigger. They got you on film, they got eyes in the sky. We under surveillance, that OnStar in your car, track anywhere you been. Gotta watch what I say, they tapping my cell phone. They wanna sneak and peek inside of my home. I'm paranoid, and it's not the weed. In my rear view mirror, these cars, they follow me. So I bust rights and lefts, lefts and rights, till I stop seeing those Impala headlights. Then I circle my block to make sure it's smooth before I go upstairs to my four-cornered room. I sit alone in my dirty-ass room, staring at candles, high on drugs. All alone with my hand on the Mac 10 handle, scheming on you niggas. I sit alone in my dirty-ass room, staring at candles, high on drugs. All alone with my hand on the Mac 10 handle, scheming on you niggas. I be alone in my hot ass room, smoking dope, loading bullets in my clip for you. I ain't even wiping my sweat, it's keeping me cool. I ain't even sweating you niggas, I'ma find you. Eventually, it happens like this, at the club with his boys, at the mall with his bitch. Nigga think it's gonna be a fight? Ha! Death comes to those who wind me up, and you can beg me to stop, but I just keep putting pressure on the trigger till you fast asleep like a baby. Ain't no maybe. Coulda, shoulda, woulda shot back. You too hasty. I'm so impulsive, I start gunning right in front of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. If that's what it is, nigga, I'ma live. You not playing me like the neighborhood bitch. I sit alone in my dirty ass room, staring at candles, high on drugs. All alone with my hand on the Mac 10 handle, scheming on you niggas. I sit alone in my dirty ass room, staring at candles, high on drugs. All alone with my hand on the Mac 10 handle, scheming on you niggas.
That's right.
Now we do it, nigga. I sit up all night and plot on your head, nigga.
Oh, we coming.
It's not a fucking game, nigga. Oh, we coming, nigga. Believe that.
If these shit happen to right,
we run around getting all this money on tour. You know what I'm saying? I really ain't got time for you bitch ass niggas. But this weekend I got some time. You know what I'm saying? I might just put some work in. Yeah, we can fit them in. We can fit them in the schedule. Niggas act like they forgot it, son. I come popping for you, nigga. I don't give a fuck who you with. Daytime, where the fuck you at? You better stop, drop, and roll, nigga. And it's on and popping. High on drugs. Right. Scheming on you niggas. Mac 10 hand of those ones. Alcohol.
alchemist. Fuck this deal, nigga. Stack, cut it, shit, nigga.
Between I see
my little dirty niggas. That nigga P's thug enough to rep QB from Long Island. Hempstead niggas dug their way to the top, man. As a young gun, I was like, they can't stop me. Now I'm all grown, obviously they ain't stopped me. Tried my hand at drug, that shit wasn't for me. Compared to these royalties, that shit is like chicken feet. Some chose ballin', music was my calling. As long as it sound gutter, you hear me all on it. Most making a year, I get off one song. And that shit is not fair to you, but fuck y'all, man. I'm still coming up on that rough side, that tough side. Nothing was handed to me, I had to go for mine. My shit is hard earned, you stumble on and shine. We built this from the dirt, copy off of mine. Once again, it's your homie that dug rhymes and kill beats. Niggas is burnt, they running out of lines.
Nah, nigga, don't ask me for shit. Nigga, don't come up to me for
the 2-5, 2-5. One extra bullet on the side.
You don't want what I got in my pocket, nigga. You really want this? Do you really want this? Yeah, I got something for you, man. Come in. Check it out.
The fully loaded 2-5. With one extra bullet on the side.
Yeah.
That nigga P bug enough to bring my gun with as wildin'. It's too much cops dead. Chill P, you wildin'. Fuck that, I've been through too much to start calming. Damn now, seen too much to start falling. Off of my gun game, niggas is retarded. Won't catch P bucket naked without my pistola. Like Adam in the garden, it's beasts out in the field. And apples ain't shit when you starving. Time for me to run a muck pardon. I'm overly aggressive with life. Too soft, man, I'm doing what I does best. Try to block me and get knocked down. Try to stand where I rock, please. Don't force me to pop these shots in your frame. Give you blood clots in the brain. And that's not supposed to bleed. How you gon' pull through with them holes in your beam?
It's not gon' make nothing.
Down in their hearts, they think I'm good.
Fully loaded 2-5.
See me, nigga.
One extra bullet on the side.
See me, nigga, what, nigga, what?
Oh, you hear me jingling? It's a nickel.
Fully loaded 2-5. One extra bullet on the side. You can have it. All I got in my pocket is a nickel and a nail.
What else?
Fully loaded 2-5. One extra bullet on the side. All I got in my pocket.
What's that?
Is a nickel and a nail.
What's that?
Fully loaded 2-5. One extra bullet on the side.
The Mac is motherfucking back.